Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back. It's a Loser Monday on the WIP afternoon show. Lost every freaking game we could this weekend. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, Brother Spike, was not a good weekend here in the Delaware Valley. Hell, no. In the whole state of Pennsylvania. I'm just saying, it was a tough weekend for everybody. It's a tough weekend for everybody. But it's a new day, and I'm ready to go tonight. We'll digest what the hell happened yesterday with this football team. But we also got to get ready for game two so we have the right energy in this building, so that we have the right atmosphere to support these guys. Jackie Baseball, let me tell you, take a deep breath, count to 10, exhale, and let's get ready to kick some ass tonight. All right? Holla at your boy.
I got to be honest. I feel good. I don't really have much nerves walking in this ballpark.
Okay.
We'll deal with the football team, but I need everyone to nut up a little bit. We got a ball game to win tonight.
There we go.
All right.
We ride at 6:08.
There we go.
All right. Well, enough with the good energy.
Here we go.
Well, look.
Enough with the good energy.
Well, here's the deal. Well, we'll start with the football team first, yes. And I promise we will get to the baseball team, and we'll start to look at tonight's game. But the... I'm not glad they lost the game. I'm not. But at least losing the game can allow us to call things for what they are this week. And we don't have to play this game that because they won the game that everything is all right. Here is the truth.
We do that a lot.
Yes. Yeah. The Eagles' offense sucks. It flat out sucks, especially considering the personnel that is on this team. They don't do anything well consistently. They do not run the ball well consistently. They do not pass the ball well consistently. They have no identity because they don't do anything well enough to do it for long enough to be their identity. And you can look at just about every metric there is, from the regular ones to the advanced ones. There are no good passing metrics. There are no good rushing metrics. They are now 30th in the league again in sack rate. 30th. There's only 32 teams. They have the fourth most three and outs in the entire NFL. For every good half of offense we have one that is not only subpar, but is absolutely positively horrible. And I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know if it's Kevin Petrullo. I don't know if it's Nick Sirianni. I don't know if it's Jalen. I don't know if it's the offensive line. But it is not even close to being good enough to be a Super Bowl team. Not even close. And this whole thing where the quarterback and the star wide receiver do not talk to each other is psychotic loser stuff. It is what losers do. To hear that they missed each other on a deep pass and they don't talk to each other about what happened afterwards is what losers do. They have all the makings of a poorly coached team. They get dumb penalties. They say they don't communicate well. Every week it's the same thing. We just aren't executing well. And last year they had a gift that they could solve the problem of their offense with this dominant offensive line and this dominant running back. They do not have that gift this year. And the last thing, you can miss me with all of this. It's early and they have to get used to their new coordinator stuff. It's crazy to say it. The Lions have a new coordinator. Every time I look, they're scoring 40 points. The Indianapolis Colts have a brand new quarterback. Every time I look, they're scoring 40 points. The Bucks have a new offensive coordinator. The Eagles have the same players they had last year. They have the same head coach, and they have an offensive coordinator who's been in the building for 5 years. Mm-hmm. It just isn't good enough. And they've been playing with fire all year long with this, and it finally bit them yesterday. Yeah. You know, we can talk about penalties and all this. They scored 17 points.
Yeah.
The end of the day, they scored 17 points, and it's just not good enough. And the thing that is bothering me is normally when something is wrong, mm-hmm. you can pin it on somebody.
Right.
We all want to pin it on Petullo or pin it on Jalen or pin it on Nick or one of these things or pin it on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. It just feels like none of them are doing their jobs well enough, and that's why we are where we are.
Well, where we are, Spike, is 4-1.
Well, that's true. Yes.
Take a deep breath. I understand. Listen, I'm not going to stop anybody that wants to release this frustration that I'm sure has been pent up for a few weeks. But when you win football games, it's hard to, from a mental and psychic standpoint, of trying to enjoy the win while also deal with the issues that you clearly see on game day.
Right.
So I get that. Get that. I'm not going to stop anybody from letting it out today. Here's what I'll say. I'm not overreacting. They are 4-1, and maybe the loss does turn out to be a good thing, because some things you have to face in a loss that you choose to ignore in wins. We do that as fans all the time, and that's why the attention around the team is going to be a little different this week, and that's fine. Now everybody has a dose of reality. It finally cost them a game. But I'll tell you what, some things I'm okay with what I saw yesterday. I'm okay with the way I saw the passing game start to look yesterday. We've been talking about pass the football, explosive plays. Yesterday was by far the most explosive the offensive looked through the air. And 38 passes, albeit probably about 10 too many. It's probably about 10 passes too many. And I get it. I get it. They got pass happy yesterday. But you know what happened? They saw those explosive plays and they said, man, let's keep doing it. We're hitting the ball to Devontae. We're hitting the ball to, you know, AJ didn't get explosive plays, but hell, at least he got targets. I mean, they're hitting the ball to Jahan Dotson down the field. There were some good things. Jalen looked good for the most part throwing the football yesterday. Yes, there were lulls in the offense where they didn't pick up first downs and all of that. All that stuff can be correct. I'm not telling you it was a flawless game. It was a game full of flaws that when you lose, now you have to address those things. But what I will say, it's the first loss of the season. Buffalo Bills also lost last night to the New England Patriots at home. So no one's undefeated anymore. And it forces you to have to look yourself in the mirror with some of these things. But at the same time, if I'm looking for what I wanted to see some progress from, the passing game, I saw it. I saw it. I saw good throws. Saquon out of the backfield. Hadn't seen that all year. I saw throws down the field. Hell, I saw 3rd and 17 where they usually have handed the ball off and just given up.
That was a gift. That was nice.
They threw one down the field to Devontae early in the game. Those are things that I can take away from this game and say, you know what? Let's build on that. We have to get the running game going. And believe me, if you don't think Saquon is going to be running with a little extra pep in his step Thursday night, once we see that part of it get going, Spike, this team, there's still a lot of football left to play. Still a lot of football left to play. Man, get it out. Man, get it out. Get your frustrations out today. Get your frustrations out today. And yes, they threw the ball because their wide receivers have been complaining for 2 or 3 weeks. So they said, damn it, we'll throw the damn ball today. They threw it. Devontae looked like a damn top 10 receiver. And AJ will get him going. We'll get him going once he starts.
I'm glad you're positive.
Yeah, well, listen, the 60-yarder was there for the touchdown.
It was.
If he kept running.
It was.
If he keeps running, that's there. And now that's Jalen 300-plus yards, three touchdown passes. A.J. sitting at about, 100 yards? Because that's 60 more yards added to whatever he did yesterday. That's a good day. That's not even including the Jahan Dotson pass that I still believe he caught. And the Devontae Smith pass that got called back.
Because of the illegal motion.
Because of that nonsense they called against Saquon. That stuff Jalen actually did and hit. I know it didn't count, but I saw it with my own. I hadn't seen that all year long. I saw it yesterday, and if we can look like that throwing the ball and add the run game to it, we got some good things going. Listen, they finally got bit in the butt yesterday. Be upset, you got every right, but I think it's more upset about what has been the totality over five games. That's where the frustration.
Yeah, it's not just about
their first game of the season. Yeah, they just lost their first game of the season.
It's not about the loss,
right?
Yeah, it really isn't. They, as you mentioned, Buffalo lost. You're not gonna go 17-0.
Exactly.
Yeah, but and I will say this: and 215-592-9494, agree partially on the passing thing. What concerns?
They look good passing the ball yesterday.
What concerns me is what happened in the second half. Mm-hmm. Is Denver primarily plays man, but what they did in the second half is what the Bucs did. Is they only rushed four guys. Now sometimes they drop guys back into coverage, and one of the guys that was rushing was a cornerback or a safety or whatever it was, and they drop everybody back into zone, and that's when all those sacks start happening. That's when we hold on to the ball, and it's when we and even the sacks that is just Jalen running out of bounds a yard or two short, that's still a sack. It's a passing play that ends up in a loss.
I agree.
So all right.
No, there's definitely some negative there that they need to clean up. I'm just saying, at least yesterday, I saw some things I'd been looking to see all year long.
Right.
And to see the ball going down the field and challenging defense. That's a very good Broncos defense. See, we all looked at that 2-2 record, and we act like that was supposed to be a cakewalk. That's a very good football coach. They got a head coach that was a defensive coordinator that used to be a head coach over there, much like we have, right? So you got good coaches over there, good scheme, and Bo Nix didn't make the play that cost him the game yesterday.
No, he didn't.
He didn't make any huge mistakes yesterday. Although that was a strip sack that Cooper DeJean had. I'll go to my grave saying that. I don't give a damn what they're talking about. Arm going forward, that nonsense. That was a strip sack. It was a strip sack. It's an offensive league where they give you the benefit of doubt with this nonsense. That was a damn fumble.
Your boy almost had it. It was a good play by Cooper, whether it was a fumble or not.
Yes.
215-592.
They finally used in the rush to pass.
94-94. Yes.
Like that.
215-592-9494. I can't believe you're feeling so good. Corey in Columbus. Oh, you're on WIP.
I'm trying to bring the good vibes to the city.
Which we need.
So it's a lot of. Go ahead.
Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. I'm with Ike. Now, listen. This is what the loss did. It gives us the opportunity to address stuff. Listen, I'm like Ike. There's a lot of stuff I saw, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up with this football team. Like, for example, when we talking about, the penalties, the goofy stuff, I'm not even going to blame the refs. I'm just talking about, the goofy penalties that we put on ourselves. Like all three of our star players yesterday got false start penalties. Saquon, AJ, Devontae, that stuff needs to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? And it's when I sit here and look, the offensive line, it's reeling, you know what I'm saying? Dickerson in and out, you're dealing with Brent Toff in there, Steen, all that. We got to get that figured out. But this is the thing with this team, right? I've seen them, deal with adversity and overcome it. But this is something that needs to happen, right? I need everybody to take accountability. I don't see everybody taking accountability. You know what I'm saying?
Who do you want to take accountability?
Everybody on the team. I need the whole team.
What do you mean? You don't cover a team. You can say who it is.
Who are you talking about?
I need everybody to take accountability. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. I just hear certain people taking accountability, some people all trying to put the blame. You know what I'm saying? And it's I love this football team. I'm a fan. The same thing with the Phillies. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a Kansas topic a little bit. I'm tired of this back and forth bull crap. Oh, the team lost. Oh, well, this team going to lose. We all fans of the same damn teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all forgot what it was like when we was losing and stuff. Like, we was...
Yeah, Fritz.
Like, we want to win everybody. Baseball. This ain't no baseball versus damn football. We fans of both teams. And I'm tired of this,
not
man.
Not my mentions over the weekend.
Well, you created that.
Phillies need more Jalen.
And I'm just tired of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to go out here and we got to support this thing now. Now, everybody, you can get it out, you know. Some people going to be AJ style. Like, that's what I don't want. I don't need no AJ versus Jalen versus Coach. It's a team. We for everybody. Everybody need to get it together. Everybody want Betullo gone, right? This is what I don't get. Everybody want Betullo gone, but then they'll say Jalen got 75 offensive coordinators. Well, guess what happened if Betullo leaves?
That's
another offensive coordinator. Also, right. So there's another new voice, so I give you another excuse. All I'm saying is clean the stuff up, man. We got the Giants this week. We're going to bust on them. Pause. But this is the easiest part of the schedule. Clean this up. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it together, man. Jeff Dowling, you ain't off the hook. Are you the GOAT? Clean it up. Everybody. Quinyon Mitchell wasn't your best showing yesterday, but I still believe in you. Clean it up. You know what I'm saying? That's all. We all right, y'all. Feel tonight.
Right. Yep. Take care of business tonight.
Yeah, take care of business.
Well, interesting. And so no Bader.
No Bader at all.
No Bader. Sosa's playing second, and Otto Kemp's in left field. Outfield of Castellanos, Marsh, and Otto Kemp.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Stott at? Wait, they're not playing Stott at
they're
all.
They're not playing Stott.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
you gotta do it.
He's been. I mean, Sosa has been great.
Yes, yeah. Sir. I need that ball on the ground or at least a line.
Is Bader available to pinch hit?
I think he's talking right now.
Okay.
He could possibly pinch hit according to Rob Thompson.
Okay. So, you know, potentially we get him back in Los Angeles.
Win tonight, and hopefully he's good to go for game 3.
All right. Well, I think it's probably smart to not push him tonight, you know, because then he ends up irritating it again. And look, part of Bader, the good part of Bader is his speed, both in the outfield and on the bases. And if you're getting a limited Bader, I sort of get that. Otto Kemp in left field,
Well, the splits here are great.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they went with him over Wilson.
Yep.
So, but still, that's it's a pretty big spot.
Yeah.
Pretty big spot.
215-592-9494. Trey in South Carolina. You're on WIP. What's up, Trey? Trey.
Little Spike.
What's up, Trey?
How y'all fellas doing?
What's up, Trey?
What up, Trey?
I don't want to run AJ out of town, man. AJ's not the problem, man. Jalen is, man.
So we're going to run Jalen out of town.
No, I don't want to run him out of town, man. I'm just saying, you see all these quarterbacks, Sam Darnold and what's the name? Baker Mayfield and all those guys, they're throwing the football all over the yard with hardly no weapons. Look at all the weapons we got and look at what Jalen do, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I don't know. Winning 20 out of 22 games is, I know that's tough to, like, accept, but it's hard to go 22-0. I mean, 20-2 is pretty good, right? In a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what is your plan with the quarterback position if it's not Jalen?
y'all might laugh, but that's the turn of a key.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say this, man. Lay this on y'all and I get off the phone. I won't lay this on y'all. I don't want AJ gone, man. If AJ gone, we don't have a chance.
Listen, I hear you. I don't think anybody wants AJ gone.
Nobody wants AJ gone.
The question is whether or not AJ will want to still be here. Like, that's the reality of the situation. Either way you slice it, the Eagles have paid AJ. They clearly want him here. If he only determines his happiness of being here is how involved he is in the offense, then that's something he's going to have to reevaluate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much that simple. Like if you're a player that feels like you deserve and want to be a bigger part of an offense, and unless you get that, you're not going to be happy. I don't know what you want the Eagles to do. You want them to just cater everything to AJ being happy? What about the other players?
Well, and
on the offense,
and especially if and I'm not, again, I'm not putting this on AJ. It's both of them or whatever. If the quarterback and the wide receiver are not constantly communicating about, like, they've been playing so long together that they should know each other like the back of their hand, right? That Jalen should know where AJ is going to be. AJ, and if they're not, then that's a situation where they have to be talking to each other and communicating and figure out why they're not. And and if they're not communicating, which it seems like just based on answers that AJ gives, I don't know how they're going to get back. That's the thing, aside from the public comments, that's the thing that I'm most disappointed in AJ on, again, without trying to figure out who's the reason that they're not talking to each other, that if they're not communicating to get back on the same page, it's going to be really hard to get the best out of both of those guys.
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, communication starts with both parties wanting to communicate,
right?
And somebody wanting to listen and be understanding. Like, so, you know, I'm not on the team, so I don't know how that dynamic works. All I know is that it's hard to find good quarterbacking play that you win the majority of the time with. And when you decide you want to move on from someone that wins with the regularity in which Jalen does as a starting quarterback in this league, you had better have an absolute replacement there that's going to do the same or better.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to answer for it.
Yeah, you better have a good plan.
It's like trading a franchise basketball player because he's not – well, guess what? You had better have a good player or a good plan in place to replace that guy.
Most times when you see that happening, there has been somebody sitting there waiting for the coach to get in there. Mm-hmm. You know, most times it's when the starting quarterback is older, and the only time I can think about it when the starting quarterback wasn't older was when Colin Kaepernick replaced Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. And it seemed – it was Jim Harbaugh at that time, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like Harbaugh was waiting for his opportunity to get
Kaepernick.
Well, he
didn't draft Alex Smith. He drafted Colin Kaepernick.
He drafted
Kaepernick. So that's his quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. And he was waiting for the opportunity to do it. Alex Smith got hurt. Kaepernick got in there and never got out. But,
we saw Andy do the same thing with Alex Smith. He didn't draft Alex Smith.
Yep.
He drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
This is different, though. Now, Nick didn't draft Jalen.
But Howie did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Howie drafted him, and Jalen has already won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
See, you can't forget about all those other ingredients there. It's not equal on the surface. It's one guy is a franchise player.
Yep.
he's arguably the best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah.
So unless he's losing football games, no one in their right minds trades a starting quarterback that wins with the regularity that Jalen Hurts does.
215-592-9494.
For a wide receiver?
Yeah. For a wide, yeah.
Are you kidding
for
me?
For a wide receiver that isn't
Listen,
happy.
As great as Randy was and as great as T.O. was, neither one of them ever won a Super Bowl, and they both played for multiple teams.
Right, and you can point to
that you can win without that type. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like
you
can point to a ton of Super Bowl teams that didn't have a true number one wide receiver.
And AJ has won a Super Bowl. That's not to diminish what AJ is as a player. I'm trying to tell you the difference between the importance of one versus the other.
215-592-9494. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. We will be with you all the way up until game time. Coming up next, we will talk a little bit about the Phillies. Jack mentioned Harrison Bader not in the lineup tonight, and we will continue to break down the Eagles game. As Ike said, if you've been waiting several weeks to let it out, if the fact that they've winning
been frustrated
has prevented you from doing that, today is your day to do it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 230 Tupac, of course. We're at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Who had a worse game over the weekend, Rob Thompson on Saturday or Nick Sirianni yesterday?
Wow.
What do you think the – well, what's your opinion and what do you think the poll is at?
I would say Rob Thompson on Saturday. I don't know if Nick Sirianni had a bad game yesterday. I know the lack of running has everybody ticked off. I understand that. But again, it's their first loss in 20-something-odd games. Losing game one at home with some questionable decisions, like having Robertson come out again after he hasn't done it all year at his age. I think more people are feeling the loss of that Phillies game than they are the Eagles right now. So I'd go 65% Rob Thompson.
Pretty close. 56% Rob Thompson.
Okay.
You know, I don't disagree that bringing Robertson back out was a mistake, but the amount of talk about Rob Thompson on that game Saturday night is a four-letter word. C-O-P-E. It is a cope. The top of the lineup was useless. Useless. The first three guys were useless. Kyle Schwarber had four uncompetitive at-bats. Four uncompetitive at-bats. Bryce Harper had...
He hit one to the wall.
And it was a bad at-bat.
Almost 1 yard.
Look, I'm not letting you do that today. But Bryce Harper had one single and three uncompetitive at-bats. By the way, both guys not only missed fastballs right down the middle of the plate, but stared at fastballs right down the middle of the plate. And Trey Turner walked once. You can't, like, that is, you're telling me that if Kyle Schwarber hits a double when the bases are, when there's two guys on, whatever it was, that we're talking about whether Rob Thompson had David Robertson in or not, those guys didn't do their job. They didn't do their job. We said it from last year to this year that they're not going to win in the playoffs unless those guys perform, and they didn't perform. That's it. In the playoffs, everything is elevated,
yeah,
and everything is magnified, and yeah, that decision. But like, let's not act like, you know, Rob Thompson has at his disposal what Dave Roberts has at his disposal in the bullpen. Roberts has Glasnow sitting in the bullpen, Clayton Kershaw sitting in the bullpen, mm-hmm, Sasaki sitting. Guys that were not in the bullpen, yeah, you know, 3 weeks ago. So I just, if Schwarber cannot get off of whatever is wrong with him right now, if Harper cannot produce, if Trey Turner can't get on base, they're not going to beat this team, you know? And I think ultimately that game is on those three guys.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, they get paid the big bucks to come through. And listen, they didn't hit Saturday night. And they certainly need to contribute way more tonight. But the fact of the matter is, when you have Ohtani on the mound and you do have that, how many runs are you expecting to get? So you know you're going to be managing a closely contested baseball game. And so your decisions, they mean more. They matter more.
100%.
And so hitters aren't going to hit all the time. Ohtani struck out four times.
Their big three
Saturday
went 1-for-12.
Yeah, like
well,
that.
But one of their big three won the game.
Well,
I mean, one of their top three guys won
the
game.
Three. Yeah. I mean, if you want to do Freeman, Mookie, yeah, and Ohtani.
And Ohtani.
They had other guys step up.
Teoscar Hernandez hits third in their lineup.
Well, he doesn't really. He did it because the lefty's on the mound.
Okay. He was hitting third.
I understand.
Okay.
But who were their big three?
Betts, Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And their other guys stepped up. Like, I hear you. I'm frustrated with the three, and in order to win the series, they
And by have. One of those big three also was the reason that Kyle Schwarber struck out three times and Bryce Harper struck out three. You know what I mean? Like, so you could say that they didn't one of them produced
Ohtani
in a big
up
way.
Pitching wise, for sure.
Yes. Semi, but he also, it was a 3-0 game.
He gave up three
runs.
Yeah.
That's where, like, Rob Thompson, in a game like that, every little thing is going to matter. And it's the thing I hate more than anything in the world is when a reliever gets a big out and he puts him back out there. He hasn't adjusted that in 4 years. And it's come back to bite them in big games a lot. So I hear you. It's not. The reason they lost isn't really because of Rob Thompson. Like the players have to be
better.
Those
are two options you gave us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah.
But he also, I thought he was a disaster on Saturday.
Well, disaster. Aside from the Robertson thing, what else do you have a problem with?
It's really just that. But that could have cost him the game. And going it back to him rather than having a better plan, feeling like if Ranger's gonna be good to go tonight, why wasn't he good to go in that game? Like you could have brought him out for the eighth. It felt like a game he was managing in August, not game one of the NLDS.
So you feel comfortable bringing Ranger out for two righties before Ohtani?
Well, I have Strom start that inning. I'm saying if you're worried about Strom, then I'm bringing him. I'm letting Ranger pitch the eighth. Like I would have rather just let Strom start the seventh. He's gotten lefties and righties out all year. This has never been a thing where he's just pocketed as only getting a lefty out. And then I would have let Ranger pitch the eighth if you were afraid to go to Kirkering.
And then the other thing is, Strom, that pitch, it was a horrible pitch. I mean, the pitch that Hernandez hit was a bad pitch. I saw all this stuff about tipping. Stop it. He threw a meatball over the center of the plate, and a guy who has hit home runs in the playoffs before hit a home run off of him. That's what happened. The same guy, Paez, was on second base when he struck out Ohtani. Paez was on second base when Mookie Betts popped up, right? The same guy looking in his glove or whatever the hell happened. Teoscar Hernandez did not need a hint to hit that ball with the way he hit that ball. So, but look, it's one loss. It is one loss. Nobody thought that the Phillies were sweeping the Dodgers. Is you win tonight, and you know worse, then go split in LA, and you're right back here on Saturday night with a chance to win the series.
Most people said Phils in five.
Yes, you have to lose two games.
You have to lose two games.
Yeah.
For that to happen.
Yep.
I
just don't want to lose game one.
Nope.
Kind of felt like they were going to. Had a feel.
You had a feel.
Had a feel.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Somewhat of a happy Monday. At least we get to see it. How about that?
Yeah. So, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got to be, got to find some positivity some type of way. You know what I'm talking about? Spike, I kind of agree with you both. Yes, we saw some good throws out there yesterday. I mean, the boy was 280, two touchdowns, no turnovers. But daggone, man, six sacks is just ridiculous. I mean, I love Jalen, but Jalen game, I see why Spike and Jack commented on it so much. It's too hesitant. It needs to be faster. You know what I'm saying? What's the name? Like, he got to pick it up, especially in key moments. I agree with Corey. I can't stand all of this arguing that's going on. It's a bad recipe for a disastrous season. It is starting to mimic 2023 a little bit. I mean, the refs, yes, they were awful, but so was the team. And we have seen some daggone good offense, but we just don't see it. Two halves in a row in a game. The Rams, we waited to the second half. Last week, it was the first half. This week, the first half. And then nothing. You come out, you keep throwing the ball, what's the name? Three and out. It's just ridiculous. They got to get themselves together. They need a canvas to put this art on. Right now, they just in there putting the hand in the paint buckets, throwing everything around and hoping it makes something that's a Picasso or whatever you want to call it, Gauvay or whatever. Whatever big-time artist is. It's just getting ridiculous. It was a beautiful day yesterday. Took my wife out to the game. I just knew. Took her to the game. We're sitting in the end zone. I was like, boy, I'm going to get blessed by the best tonight. The ending just made me not want to do nothing. I needed a blue chew for the guy who didn't need a blue chew. You know what I'm talking about? I was down in the dump.
You know what happened? They were having success throwing the ball, and then they fell in love with it. They just kept throwing the ball. Instead of once you get the lead, then you start to try to establish the run game. Right, like, that's what they should have been doing.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, they're going to say,
when you're up 17-3, run the football.
Saquon ended the game with six carries, man. We can't be playing like that. It was just disastrous. They messed me up. And before I get out this door, hey, here's a fact. If you don't know where to find I can tell you where to get a Lexus Texas at. Holler at me, boy.
All right.
Me.
We'll try. It's a too serious of a day.
Moly. Doing that at two, kids in the car. It's 2:39.
We got a ball game to win tonight.
What are we doing? Yeah.
Our pets' heads are falling off with the football team.
215-592-9494. After Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse, I'm going to ask Ike a question about Saquon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you know how our favorite caller, O.G. Wade, has a four-point system to win a football game?
Yes.
There's a three-point system in National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, that's good because a three-point system makes a lot more sense than a four-point system does.
A, or point one.
Yep.
The right appliances.
Yep. They have the over 100 brands.
From Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf, whatever you could possibly need. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom. So that's point one.
Yep.
Point two.
Price.
Price.
There you go.
The lowest price possible. That's guaranteed by Price Assure,
yep.
Which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. Also, tax-free Delaware helps. And finally, point three is a great service team there to take care of you.
The people.
The people. The people. The people. The people. The people matter who you're buying appliances from. Also, they do delivery to your home, obviously, and they take care of you from that.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I hope they
don't just deliver it wherever they want.
Yeah, whatever they want. Yeah. Wherever they want. But listen, they're one of the fastest growing companies right now, retailers in the Delaware Valley. And if you want to join a positive work culture that Mark Stemacken has built, you gotta email Scott@NAWDE.com. Scott@NAWDE.com. Make sure your kitchen is game day ready. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showroom in Middletown or Wilmington, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
We've talked a lot, and offensive line not as good this year as it was last year. Undebatable. When we're talking about Saquon, that is certainly part of the recipe.
Uh-huh.
But here's one thing I thought when I saw it yesterday. When Saquon breaks off that 17-yard run, don't you kind of think that last year he would have scored on that?
Yeah.
So that part of it is making me think that maybe he just doesn't have quite as much pop as he had last year.
That may be the case.
You know?
I mean, but that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
No, I'm not surprised.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
that.
For sure.
We've been saying that all offseason.
Yep.
Touches, this and that and the other.
Yep.
That's why I said the passing game needs to be what leads the offense and everything else. I think Saquon should be a complement to this offense, right? Like that's what it should be. To go into games hoping he's breaking all 40, 50-yard runs, it's just not the formula you can have for a running back who touched the ball 500 times a year before.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the one thing we didn't count on was the offensive line perhaps feeling it the way that maybe they do. And
that's the real issue.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real issue. Lane hadn't finished the game in two or three weeks. He was fine yesterday. But Landon Dickerson didn't finish the game.
Out again.
Yesterday. Yeah. And I don't think, and this is no disrespect to Tyler Steen, he's doing his best he can out there, but his level of play is lesser than what Mekhi Becton's level of play was last year at that right guard position. And quite frankly, Cam Jurgens, before his back injury and back surgery, he played a lot better. So they are fighting through all of this. They really are. And I'll say this about Saquon. I'll believe this until I am blue in the face. And if you know, if you see me, I'm a couple of shades away from being there already, being blue in the face. The point is that Saquon at a Superman level, if he comes down a couple of notches, he's still higher than 80% of the other running backs in the league.
Right.
Right? It's when you're way up here and you come down a couple of notches, like, I don't think he's went from being here to way down here.
He's not when DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, he's not there right. anymore, but he's somewhere in there. And 80% of what Saquon was last year, 75% of what Saquon was last year, with these passing weapons, should be good enough for you to have a top 10 offense.
And he shouldn't be at 3 yards a carry. And
right.
And I know this is sort of, you can't really do this with running backs because it's really everybody, but he was 6 carries for, you know, what, 31 yards or whatever it was. But when you, without that 17-yarder, mm-hmm. then it's 5 carries for 13 yards, and a lot of them were you know, he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. So yeah. I wonder.
Well, also, yes, they got to give him enough carries.
Yeah, to get another big one.
He didn't even get warmed up. Yeah. Like, he didn't even get going yesterday.
I wonder if of all the offseason decisions, the two, especially considering what they ended up costing the teams that went to them, the two that might bite them the most are the combination of Becton and Isaiah Rodgers. Becton signed, I think, a one-year deal for $8 million, and Isaiah Rodgers signed 2 years, 4.2 a year, yeah. I think. And those are, when you're looking at, if you have Becton there instead of Steen, if you have Isaiah Rodgers there instead of the combination of Adoree Jackson, Keely Ringo, all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. maybe those are the two that are, you know, putting away, we know they couldn't afford Josh Sweat. We knew they weren't going to pay Milton Williams. You know, Bryce Huff was definitely going to be going. All of those decisions, you know, CJGJ, it seems like that one is those two are the two that might end up hurting.
But I'll tell you what, though, in their defense, not for what the results are, but the thinking and the logic behind it, Stein is a third-round draft pick that plays guard that should be better.
Steen.
He's a third-round draft pick that should be better than what he is, right? Yep. Right. Like, it shouldn't be as great of a drop-off. Put it that way, playing guard shouldn't be as great of a drop-off. Keely Ringo, because he hasn't developed into what he should have developed into, now we're looking at what Isaiah Rodgers is doing. Isaiah Rodgers was suspended 2 years ago for gambling, wasn't even playing. And he came here, and it was a great fourth corner, third corner that helped him win the Super Bowl last year. But Keely Ringo, as a young corner on a rookie contract, third year in this system, second year under Vic Fangio, is supposed to be your starting corner. Like, when we talk about replenishing talent with younger players, that's what they tried to do. Young draft picks, so you can't pay everybody. And it's because those other guys haven't necessarily played up to expectations. Steen, less than Keely Ringo.
Yep.
Steen hasn't been bad. He just, Mekhi Becton was a damn wall over there.
Yeah.
Next to Lane Johnson.
He was huge, yeah.
He was huge.
215-592-9494, OG Jason.
And then the guy we traded for from Houston.
Kenyon Green?
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah. Didn't help the Ravens yesterday.
They didn't give us – is that where he's at?
Yeah.
The Ravens?
41-10?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's a talk about, you know, if we think we have it bad today, imagine being a Ravens fan. I mean, this is a lost season for them, you know.
Yeah.
OG Jason, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Thank you again for making Friday special for me and my son. And I know Drew and Justin also had a phenomenal weekend because of you guys.
Sure, at the Red October Rally on Friday at Stateside Live. Yep, of course.
We had overalls on, right?
Yeah, sir. Happy 39th birthday. Happy 39th.
Oh, yes, your birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. But I want to talk about the Eagles first, and then I'll take a quick hit on the Phillies. It seems like morale on the Eagles is down ever so slightly. And I've been saying for years, whether it's my personal professional career or in other organizations, that there's three ways to improve morale. One of them is communication, which you guys already touched on. Another one is transparency, and another one is training, right? So we need to, like you guys said, we need to get everybody on the same page. I don't know who is in charge of this team. I know we have a head coach. I know we've got captains. I know we've got Big Dom. I don't know who's in charge.
Well, I mean, Nick Sirianni is supposed to be in charge. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, the head coach is in charge of the team.
He gets paid to be in charge, but we need someone, whether it's the head coach or the captains or Jalen Hurts himself, to step up and take command of the team and get everyone together.
You know, I think Jordan, you know, I don't know if you saw the story from Ashlyn Sullivan about Jordan and some other leaders on the team going to Nick Sirianni and wanting to cancel Victory Monday, that they didn't want the Mondays off anymore because they didn't think they had played well enough to get it. And they don't have to worry about that today because there is no Victory Monday, but I think I get the feeling Jordan is trying. You know, just based on things he has said publicly, the way that he has acted, it's trying to take that leadership, you know, thing. But as far as the I think that if we're talking about the communication thing between Hurts, AJ, and I agree, the morale, you know, they could also be facing, we haven't said Super Bowl hangover in weeks, but I mean, this happens, you know, to teams. I think they're trying, but I think if the communication thing is weird between Jalen and other important players that he has to play with, I don't know what Jordan can do there. You know, I don't know what other leaders can do. That's up to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you can suggest things. You can have as many team meetings as you want to or dinners as you want to. Who shows up to the dinners, right? Are the people that are there, are they there for the same common goal of trying to resolve whatever issues that are there and communicate those things? These guys aren't new teammates. They've been together for years. So I would imagine they've tried these things. They had 2023 when they saw what happened to that season. A lot of these same players, at least the main players, are still here from then. So they got a chance to see the wrong way to do things. They saw last year where they had a couple bumps in the road throughout the season, and then it all came to a head with some of the things that BG said on our airwaves, and they had to have a come-to-Jesus moment, and they went and won the Super Bowl. So, like, they know what it takes. This isn't some new team and new players that are new to this. They've gone through this, and they overcome it to win a Super Bowl. So, and the reason they were able to do it, because they wanted to do it. So I say that to say, these guys have to want to get this thing fixed together. It's easy to say when it's a camera in front of your face and you got to someone put a message or a perception out there to the fan base, but are you really doing the work behind the scenes? Are you really doing the work behind the scenes? And these are grown men, millionaires, multimillionaires. No one's going to tell them what to do. You're going to suggest things, right, and you hope everybody has the same sort of goal they want to achieve, that we're all pulling the same direction. They want a ring. They've been financially secured. Those are the hardest people to lead sometimes when people stray away. Like, those are the hardest ones. That's why I never disrespect or underappreciate what the Patriots did for 20 years. People talk about Belichick. I never disrespect that because I know how hard it is just to win. I never did it. Yep. And to do it that long, every year with egos and everything else, that's not easy to do in today's sports. It's just not. That's why dynasties don't exist. They're rare.
Yeah, it's tough. They're rare. It's tough. Well, Jason, real quick on the Phils, what do you got?
Yeah, Spike, I'm going to back you up on the top three need to hit. I said before the trade deadline, it doesn't matter if we get the best closer in the league if we can't get him the lead in the ninth inning. I love that the bottom of our lineup has showed up at the very end of the season, but they can't be expected to bring us to victory in the playoffs when our top three guys can't hit the ball.
And they, you know what? They by and large, and congrats to the union on winning. You want to give a congrats to the union on winning?
The Shield?
What's it called? Elliot kept bringing that up yesterday. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Yeah.
One of the worst things he's ever done.
We are not a complete city of losers, Spike. We do have the number one seed in the MLS playoffs, and the championship runs through Chester.
That is awesome.
The Chester County Union, baby.
Yeah. No, it's in Delaware. Chester is in Delaware County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Chester County. All right. Thanks, Jason.
He drives you crazy with that, doesn't he?
What? Well, I mean, it is.
The correction.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're just all doing bits.
Yeah, I know. But it's not Chester County.
No, I know.
Aren't you from here?
I know. The Delco Union.
Yeah. Congrats to Union. Being number one seed after that year last year? What a horrible year last year. They were an embarrassment last year.
I didn't know.
Oh, they were. Yeah, they were terrible last year.
So they went from worst to first.
Pretty much. I mean,
wow.
It was.
What an inspiring.
It was the maddest I've ever seen Union fans was last year. It really is. It's a good story. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 3:15, we will bring you Coach Nick Sirianni's day after press conference. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4, and we will continue to talk about yesterday's game and then take you up to tonight's game. A lot going on right now. A lot going on.
Let's go lock in.
Hopefully it's this way for a few more weeks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.